This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think we're running out of time to catch Heather Park.
Always time.
There could be time. I could have a really, really, really bad week every single week.
You're 12 games up on the field. Heather is 48-29 picking games through 12 weeks.
We've been saying that behind your back for 12 weeks.
She
could have a really bad week.
6-1 on an island. So even when she goes all alone and gives us a chance, she hits 6 of the 7 of them. Greg, just get to the picks.
Number 7, Tennessee travels between the hedges to take on Jimmy's Georgia Bulldogs. Vols getting 10.5. Jim.
I think this is the easiest pregame speech of Kirby Smart's career. You're off a loss. They left you out of the playoffs last year. They're looking to do the same this time. Nico Iamaliava in concussion protocol. I think the Bulldogs can sell out against the run. Pound those Vols. Give me the Dogs.
I'm just blown away that the spread is this big. It's a very, why? It doesn't make sense because Georgia just has not played all that well this season. Georgia's 1-7 against the spread this year, which is the second worst in the country. None of it makes sense. Jim's been really good in these big time power matchups, picking the spread. I'm going with Jim's pick. I'm copying him.
Nothing makes sense at all this year. There's nothing that makes sense. And so Georgia last year, they miss out. They lose to Alabama, miss out on the playoffs. They come back this year, and I don't know how much carries over, but they pound Clemson to start the year. They lose to Alabama in the season. They pound Auburn in return. There's always been a response by a Kirby Smart team. They lose to Ole Miss. I think they pound Tennessee. So give me Georgia.
All right. I'm going to go with Tennessee.
Oh, no.
I'm going to pick Georgia to win, Tennessee to cover. Let's go.
This is good for us. We need some of these.
Okay, yes. It's going to be 27-17, Georgia, and you'll win.
This week, I joined a Retro Bowl college league, and the team I selected? Tennessee. Rocky Top, go Vols! MSU is a 2.5-point underdog at the birthplace of Doug Karsh, Champaign, Illinois. As they take on the Illini, it's the last game on the college board because it's the biggest. Gov.
Yeah, college slate is awful this weekend. Oh. It's mid-November. Again, I'm a little surprised at how low this is. I'm still taking Illinois.
I am too. I just don't trust Aiden Childs not to turn the ball over. One of these games he's going to figure it out, and they're going to blow out a team like Illinois. The potential is there, but until I see it, I can't pick it, so give me Illinois.
I was going to pick Illinois. I'm having fun going against what I'm already hearing, and I'll go with my people. I'll go with MSU.
Champagne for my real friends, real pain for my sham friends. Illini. Jim.
MSU has only won one game in their last five, but it was when they came off the bye week. They're off the bye. Give me the Spartans. Good coaching. Ooh. Bounce back.
All right, to the NFL, Packers laying 5.5 points as road favorites at the Bears. John.
Stop laughing at me. This is so bad. The Bears are an absolute train wreck. I know that you fire some coaches and all of a sudden maybe there's a bounce back, but I don't think that really happens if you fire the head coach. So I think it's the Packers. The Packers are in a position where it's kind of a must win. They're in that last playoff position right now. They want to stay in the mix. Give me the Pack.
I'm going with the Packers as well.
You're welcome.
Every time I hear the name Matt Eberflus, I think of the Pearl Jam song Even Flow, and then I sing Eberflus. Bears.
Sound logic. Can't fight that. Yeah, I think you get a little bump with the fired OC. You know Jordan Love's good for a turnover or two. 5.5 points for these triple Ds. Give me the Bears.
Yeah, I'm with Jim and Greg here. I think for a week, the Bears get at least a little something together. Keep this game close. They come out and fight. Because if they don't, and you've got the internal, you know, bickering about Caleb Williams and they want somebody else to start, it's just going to go flying
south.
Have you
seen the comparison? Like I said,
either they're going to show up for 1 week or Olin Krutz is going to be here coaching on Thanksgiving. I'm going to take the Bears.
Have you seen the quarterback comparison as a rookie of Caleb Williams and Bryce Young?
No.
They're almost exactly the same. It's got to be a little bit scary for Bears fans.
Ravens, 3.5 point favorites against the Steelers in Pittsburgh. Hev.
I'm going with the Ravens. I don't have a reason.
This isn't a knock on the Steelers. They're 7-2 with one of the best defensive players in the league, but I will take the Ravens with a longer week. Jim.
Lamar Jackson, 1-4 his last five against Mike Tomlin and the Steelers. Give me 3 in the hook.
Yeah, just too many points here. These games are always close. And the Ravens defense, until I see it play better. And I'm buying on the Steelers right now. I think the Steelers are a legitimate team. I'm going to take them.
I'm not sold on their legitimacy. I am sold that I think Lamar Jackson is having a hell of a year. I don't know how the Steelers defend both Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson. And until I see it, I'm going to take the Ravens.
Heather's people, the Vikings, take on Mayo Boy and the Titans. Vikings are 5.5 point road favorites. Don't trust a jacked quarterback. Vikings. Jim.
Mayo game day be great. Give me Will Levis. Oh, I can't believe I just said that out loud. It's kind of like eating that blob of mayonnaise he has with his coffee.
A banana with a rind.
Oh, but I will take them. Regression hits Darnold hard. Playing with fire, betting on Levis.
I'm going with Costa here, too. I think the Titans, they actually played pretty decent last week against the Chargers. I watched some of that game. This is a third straight NFL game, by the way. Road favorite by more than 3 points. Those teams usually don't do that well. Again, against the spread, I like the Titans here.
Have you not seen Will Levis and watch him play? He gives teams the ball. The Bears, he gave Caleb Williams his
so
first
win. So
does
Sam Darnold. You see that game last
week?
Yeah,
I trust Kevin O'Connell a lot more, so I'm sticking with the Vikings.
You know where I'm sticking, right?
Your people.
My people. Give me the Vikings.
Will Levis might give them literally 5.5 points. Not 6, not 7, 5.5. Buffalo, a 2.5 point favorite over the visiting 9-0 Chiefs, Jim.
Kansas City can't keep doing this, right? This whole voodoo blood magic thing. Mahomes has twice as many turnovers as Josh Allen. The Bills have gotten them in the regular season before. They will again here. Buffalo!
Yeah, it's so hard to go against Mahomes when he's a dog. Yeah. But he has lost as a dog. It does happen once in a while. I am going to go with the Bills here. And my deciding factor is Harrison Butker is on IR. And they may have some kicking problems in Buffalo.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, they've been better at throwing the ball. But I just don't trust. They've been playing with fire. The Bills, they played with fire early, but they've been much more consistent. I think Josh Allen at home gets it done. Give me the Bills.
I mean, you said it. The Chiefs haven't lost, so why lose now? I'm going to go with the Chiefs.
That's a great idea. Why lose? If I was the Chiefs, I would simply choose not to lose.
Exactly.
Jim said it best. The regular season has not been the problem for the Bills against the Chiefs. I will go with my people of Western New York and take the Bills.
That's Wojo's people, too.
Yeah.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lions are back at Ford Field as a 13.5 point favorite against the Jaguars. Gov.
All right, so a huge point spread, one of the biggest of the year. Interesting that it's 14 and Jim knocked it down to 13.5. That's pretty telling on what he wants to do here. He's like Stoney. He got to make that decision all the time. Where are you going to take the hook? Which way?
Right.
It's to favor your pick.
You have that option too.
Yeah, totally. I mean, he told me last week, one of the games he picked to put on the slate was just because he felt very good about it. We got to watch him on this.
Yeah,
okay?
Oh, I know. Yeah. Right, well, it's not like it's paying off for him.
You know, I feel like this is like the Lions are any given Sunday proof. They don't lose to bad teams. Okay.
It's not about the win or loss here. It's about covering.
It's about covering. And yeah, a big number. I was at least saying, well, maybe backdoor, blah, blah, all that stuff. And then Ben Johnson came out yesterday and said, I expect more out of the offense. We need a consistent 60 minutes of offense. That means the woodshed's coming this week and they're going to lay it on. They will cover so easy.
That's why you cover it. I'm going with the Lions. I don't think there's any question. Mac Jones and this franchise they're going in the wrong direction. I don't think there's any way that they get things right in Ford Field. So give me the Lions.
Yeah, give me the Lions. Let's go.
Giving two touchdowns? Sure, Lions.
So I want to address what Tom said earlier. I did put a game on the sheet for pure selfish reasons.
That's a Valeni move, by the way. He puts Army and Citadel on because he wants.
I at least took Brands, Texas, Florida. And you know what happened to me? It was the only game I got right last week. That was karma. Never again. I learned my lesson.
And I said to Greg off the air last week, I said, why is this game on the sheet?
Yeah, that's why the game was on the sheet.
All right. The Jags have surprisingly kept these games close. 6 of their 8 losses have been by one score. But they don't play the Lions every week. The Lions are back home. The crowd's going to roar, and so is this football team. Make it a clean sweep.
So we get this little sheet with all the picks on them. I took every single team on the right, so I'm on brand right now.
Oh, boy. There it is.
Wearing your red sweatshirt.
Yeah, in his red sweatshirt. Perfect. Uh-huh.
7-0, baby. Watch out, Heather.
Those are the picks. 97-1.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.